about to review last week's program, and there was an interesting film which Nick Rowan got together on Pyro Radio. Nick's on the line from Manchester at the moment. Nick, did you have a lot of response to it?
Yes, it was amazing, Pete. Just to put you in the picture, Pirate Radio is the illegal radio stations that sort of set up, just take over a wavelength without permission. They don't have the Home Office license, and then just carry on broadcasting and hope no one finds out where they're broadcasting from. Sounds a bit like the Radio 1 Roadshow. But anyway, we warned that there were much tougher laws against pirate broadcasting on the way. But still, 90% of those who wrote or phoned in supported the illegal broadcasters, and nearly all the 10% who didn't worked in professional radio. The phone calls came from all over the place, one of them not too far from the studio where you're sitting now. More of that later, but first on the line was Ian Anderson from the Shetland Isles.
While I disapprove of them avoiding copyright, I feel they're providing a service by offering alternative types of music not heard on other radio stations and alternative types of presentation of music. Most of the pirates play lots of music, wall-to-wall music, if you like, and very little chat. And that's how I like my music on the radio.
We also had a call from Belgium to say the government over there planned to make pirate stations legal, although Mr. Vachoren, who phoned in, said there were still problems with advertising and finance to be resolved. The station our report last week centred around operated from the corner of a cowshed in Shropshire, Sunshine Radio. One of their most enthusiastic listeners seems to be a Mr. Thorley.
Well, I think it's a superb local station. I don't listen to any other radio station now. We had a local station for Worcester area, Wyvern, but I just don't like their programmes and it's no local interest to us. They're the professionals that sound like amateurs, and Sunshine are the amateurs that sound like professionals.
By coincidence, the chairman of Wyvern Radio phoned in as well. Why does Sunshine, in his words, irritate him?
Because they're an illegal broadcasting organisation. We at Radio Wyvern won the franchise in competition from other people, and we pay our rent to the IBA, and we're monitored by the IBA very carefully, and Radio Sunshine are just pirates. I think those should all be closed down. There's a perfectly good local radio, independent local radio network, and that should be sufficient.
Sir John Cotterill sticking up for the IBA local radio stations. Well, I think I should just point out that the BBC has 30 local radio stations on the air at the moment, and 11 more planned for the near future. But the last word on pirate radio goes to Tony Blackburn. He started out as a DJ aboard Radio Caroline, broadcasting from a ship in the North Sea. But his surprise call to our phone team was about the small, local, land-based stations.
Well, pirate radio can give people, first of all, a community feel. You can get directly to an audience, which is so important. You can also, if you have more radio stations available, you can give a wider choice of programming. For instance, you can have an all-day soul station, country and western station, all-day classical station. You can give people that choice, and at the same time bring new people, new broadcasters on. I owe everything to pirate radio, and I think these land-based ones are really, they've got the battle on that we had in the 1960s. They're trying to battle against the monopoly, as we were, and I wish them the best of luck in it.
Tony Blackburn's personal views on pirate radio. The next few months are going to be very interesting as regards illegal radio stations. These new laws could just about be the end of them altogether. Anyway, our thanks to everyone who called or wrote. All feedback is logged, and a lot of it is used in follow-ups. Right, back to you, Pete.
Nick, I don't think I like the reference to our roadshow, by the way. I will bop you for that.
Right, I look forward to that.
Cheers, Nick. See you in Birmingham tomorrow. Linda, welcome.